I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. There's a lot of news. Let's get to it. Let's talk about new traffic impacts. Inyo County, US 6, bicyclist safety improvements on US Highway 6 from Y Road to Dixon Lane in Bishop. The shoulders in both directions will close while crews work on fence Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Mono County, a lot going on up there. Crestview tree work on US 395, the Crestview Safety Road rest area to Owens River Road from the inside lane in both directions, and the median will close while crews trim trees Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. June Lake Utility Loop on State Route 158 from North Shore Drive to Big Rock Road. Utility crews will replace poles Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control. Drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Walker advance warning signs on US 395 at Pine Nut Road. Crews will replace advance warning signs for work on Pine Nut Road Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Bridgeport Valley utility work on US 395 from Routes 270 Bodie Road to Green Creek Road. Utility crews will cross wire over the highway on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Walker sign work on US 395 from East Side Lane to Mountain Gate Park along the Walker River. The shoulder in both directions will close while utility crews replace signs Tuesday and Wednesday, 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. It's going to be June Lake wire crossing on State Route 158 near Iowa Street. Utility crews will cross wire over the roadway on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. There'll be one-way traffic control, and drivers may experience 10-minute delays. Then there's the Bodie utility work, which is going to be on US 395 from State Route 270 Bodie Road to 2 miles south. There'll be intermittent traffic breaks while utility crews cross wires over the highway on Saturday, October 11th, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers may experience brief delays. Remember, these delays add up, and these are just the new traffic impacts. Make sure you check out the ongoing traffic impacts at sierrawave.net. All right, tonight, Friday Night Market, October 3rd, that's today, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., live music by Sandy and the High Country, that's a group you won't want to miss. Bar is going to be provided by Amigos Mexican Restaurant. Stop by Amigos Patio for signature margarita. Dance the night away, great food, good drinks, Academy Street in downtown. Don't forget, this is Friday, today, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. down on Academy Street. Don't forget that this Saturday is the Bishop Fall Colors Car Show. It's going to be a weekend of fun. This weekend full of fun activities is centered in the Bishop City Park. It's free to all. The main attraction is the Show and Shine on Saturday, where beautiful restored classic cars, street rods, custom trucks, special interest vehicles from 1974 and older are proudly displayed. Car owners, well, it's $40 entry for cars, and you can showcase your prized possession, create a stunning visual feast for all to enjoy. And also forget that on the Tri-County Fairgrounds, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. will be the Choo Choo Swap Meet, treasure hunts, hidden gems, and a dash of community magic at the Choo Choo Swap Meet. Every corner holds a new surprise. Entrance fee is $5. So on Saturday is going to be the Household Hazardous Waste Collection event that will be held at the Bishop Sunland Landfill. This Saturday, as I said, it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste during the event are waived. Regular charges apply for all other disposals. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. Okay, here's another event that's coming up that you're going to want to get onto your calendar. It's the Family Robotics Night. It's going to be October 7th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's hands-on activities for the whole family. More information can be found on our website, but there's a suggested donation of $10 per person or $30 per family, and it is going to be held at the Community Rec Center Ice Rink in Mammoth Lakes. We'll share more information on Monday's news, but for those that cannot wait, go out to sierrawave.net or onto our Facebook page for more information at Sierra Wave Media. Now for other news, Mono County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team overnight search and missing kayaker on Mono Lake Monday, Tuesday, September 29th, 30th. On Monday evening at 18:06 hours, the team was paged out by the sheriff's office for a report of an overdue kayaker missing for more than 6 hours on Mono Lake. The reporting party stated that their brother intended to paddle to Pahoa Island and return to Navy Beach. The weather forecast was poor, and the RP decided to stay close to the shore. After a prolonged period without seeing the brother and deteriorating weather, making travel on the lake treacherous, the RP called 911 rescue base was established at Navy Beach. To make a long story short, skipping lots and lots of information that you might want to read, at approximately 5:30 hours in the morning at 9:30 p.m., the RP called the SAR coordinator on duty to report that the brother had just kayaked back to Navy Beach and was not in need of any further assistance. It was determined that he had made it out to the island, but when the conditions deteriorated, was unable to return. He hunkered down slightly inland on the west shore of Pahoa Island, building a small makeshift wind shelter, and decided to depart back toward the beach around 3:30 in the morning when he could no longer keep warm. Inyo County Search and Rescue, CHP Central Division Air Operations and Inyo County Sheriff's Office at 1 p.m. on Monday, September 29th, received a call out for a hiker with major injuries just below the crest of Shepherd Pass. It was reported that the hiker was at the notch near the top when a strong wind gust caused a loss of balance. After that, the hiker tumbled down a 45-degree slope about 250 feet before getting caught by another hiking party of three who happened to be there. Four rescuers drove to Lone Pine Airport, where they met CHP helicopter H-42 from Fresno at 3:30 p.m. H-42 inserted two rescuers on top of Shepherd Pass from where they hiked down to the patient. The rescuer assessed the injuries, many of them, before transferring the patient to a sked, a roll-up litter used in snow and rough terrain, with a heating blanket to help the patient stay warm in the frigid temperatures. Due to gusty winds, the H-42 was unable to hoist the patient from the incident location. With the help of the patient's partner and bystanders, the patient was moved down into the bowl, Shepherd's Pass, where the winds were less erratic, and the H-42 successfully evacuated the patient at 4:45 p.m. At Lone Pine Airport, they met with the Mercy Air, which flew the subject to a trauma center in Southern California. Rescuers ascended back up to Shepherd Pass from where they were picked up by the H-42 at 5:40 p.m., hoping and wishing the patient a speedy and full recovery. They'd like to thank the three hikers who not only stopped the patient from tumbling further, but also administered first aid and SAR help during the rescue. This incident is a reminder to all of us that accidents can happen at any time. As late as fall in the High Sierra, the temperatures during this rescue hovered around 40 degrees. Combined with wind and cloudy weather, the wind chill was in the low 30s. Be prepared for cold and long wait times whenever you go out there. Well, that was a lot of news, and there's even more news, guys. I just can't get to it for over 8 minutes. So go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. I'm Jason Brown. Since 1996, for nearly 30 years, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, do not forget to tune in to this week's episode of Skippable News.